My teaching center is invisible. Smile. My teaching center is invisible. I like to say that I have all the wisdom of the universe. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows all things. I like to be confident in that awareness. And when I am confident in that awareness, I have the feeling that all is right, all is beautiful, all is good. When I have the recognition that my teaching center is invisible, I'm not worried about looking outwardly. I'm not worried about looking anywhere else other than in my own inner reaches of my mind. And as I look in my mind, in my own inner reaches of my mind, in that invisible center in me, that teaching center within me, all is made known to me, and I know all things. How wonderful it is to be aware of all these things. How wonderful it is to be aware that this is the divine in me. This is the source in me, the essence in me of all knowledge, of all wisdom, of all that I might ever want to know or ever want to be. I go within and listen. Now, my ability to go within and listen is predicated upon practice, practice, practice. And as I practice going within and listening, I begin to hear and I begin to recognize and I begin to feel, I begin to know all is in divine order. And as I begin to know that all is in divine order, I feel very confident. I feel very aware of what I'm doing. Now, learning is a fun thing. And learning is not rotely learning mathematics tables and things like that, but it's the learning from within that says to me, I know, I know, I know. Learning, going to that teaching center, that invisible teaching center in me, is the most exciting and the most revealing experience that I could ever have. It tells me everything. It reveals all things to me. It shows me the pathway to my own inner understanding. It's like I have an Einstein within me. And they say about Einstein that the two lobes of his brain were one. They had no tissue between it. They had no divisional part between it. He reached into the allness of the mind within him. You and I can do that too. We can reach to the allness within ourselves if we want to. But it's not something that happens by accident. It happens by choice. It happens by my going within and listening. I close all the books and all the outer teachers. I listen to that within, and it is all so beautifully revealed to me, so beautifully known to me, that I think to myself, how could I ever listen to anything limited outside of myself when within me, smile, is that invisible teaching center where all is shown to me and all is revealed to me. Now, I practice going within. I practice listening within. I practice studying within. I practice knowing within. I practice being within. And as I practice this, I feel so confident that all is in divine order, that all is wonderful, that all is remarkable. I close all the books, all the outer teachers. It's a challenge because the books are kind of having a predetermined way for me, helping me to understand, helping me to know what's going on. And I feel very good about that at times. And because I feel good about that at times, I'm really unaware of what's going on in me. When I read these books and I listen to the outer teachers, I think that they are my source. I think that they are the pathway that I'm going to that inner realm, that teaching center, that invisible center in me. And then I try to follow it. I try to listen to it. I try to understand it. And sometimes the understanding will come and I say, oh, I see. Now I understand. But it's not because of the outer teachers that give me something. It's because of the inlight teachers, the insight teachers, the teaching center invisible within me that says to me, yes, that's what it's all about. That's where it starts and that's where it finishes. I set aside all books and all outer teachers, no matter what they may be, no matter whose Bible they may be, whose learning source they may be. And I listen within. And when I listen within, the magic of ideas, the magic of enthusiasm, the magic of wisdom reveals itself to me. And I know so well what is going on. I know so well what is my highest and my best. I know so well who I am. I go within and listen. I go within and listen. I go within and listen. The divine in me is my source. The divine in me is my source, that source of all wisdom, of all knowledge, of all understanding, of all truth. The divine in me is my realization center of all that I need, all that I could ever want. It is my illumination center. It says to me, hey, try this idea. Hey, think of this thought. Hey, let this illumination sparkle you and tell you what's going on in your world. Listen, listen. Open your eyes. Open your wisdom. Open your knowledge. Open your being. The divine in me is my source. When I listen to the divine in me, I am never wrong. I have to train myself to listen to the divine in me. But when I listen to the divine in me, I am never wrong. I always know my highest and my best. When I listen to the divine in me, that which is revealing to me whatever is my finest and best is there. Is there wonderfully, beautifully, fantastically now. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know why I am. I know where I am. And as I have the patience and act upon what my inner mind tells me, I am the genius that I am. Each one of us has within us the 100% genius that we are. Each one of us has within us the all knowledge, the all wisdom, because we have the source. We have the divine source within us. And I am patient and act upon what my inner tells me. Oftentimes we say, no, it can't be that. We say, what an interesting idea, or how illuminating that is. Wow, imagine that. Can you imagine such a wonderful thing? And then we let it float away. We let it go, not realizing that we had our fingers on the most beautiful, wonderful, most fantastic thing that could ever be in our world. And how true that is. Are you ready for that experience now? Are you ready for that wisdom now? Are you ready for that knowledge now? If you are, then know that the divine in you is your source. The divine in me is my source and the only source. And I am patient. And I act upon what my inner tells me. Smile. My teaching center is invisible. And as my teaching center is invisible, I do not expect any outward schools, any outward books, any outward teachers. All is within. And I listen within. And as I listen within, as I go within and listen and listen and listen, closing the books, closing the outer teachers, all knowledge is revealed from my divine source within me. And I know that I know that I know. And that wisdom is mine now and yours. Have a wonderful day and live in that wisdom today. my teaching center is invisible. Smile. I love you. I love you. I love you.